This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The segment of Bennett Woods is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Tired of being tracked online? DuckDuckGo can help. They help millions of people like you take control of their personal information online. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplifying.
DuckDuck, get on with the nearly-wed game?
The nearly-wed game.
Yes, I almost said newlywed.
We will play our game show featuring our very own Paul Reindel and his fiance right after this check of traffic.
So excited.
On 97.3 The Fan, here is Kelly Danny. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to America's favorite game of Nearly Wedded Bliss. It is the Nearly Wed game, and I'm your host, Ben Eubanks.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Today,
what is happening?
And we will bring our very own producer, Paul Reindel, our executive producer, on with his fiance, his bride-to-be. Saturday, they are getting married, Woods. You are going to be performing the ceremony.
I am.
On Saturday. But you, like any good officiant, you need to make sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if your prison chapel or chaplain, whoever married you, did he make sure you were right for each other? Because we got married by a judge, and we had to have like a meeting with him at lunch to make sure that we were okay. He didn't want to marry us if he thought we were wrong for each other. So this is kind of a test.
Is that right? That really happened?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely
no.
Happened. So you can nix this whole thing. If this game doesn't go well.
Yeah, you can.
You can say,
there's
hey, I'm not going to do it. I can't in good conscience perform this ceremony. You guys just don't seem right for each other.
Can we make a rule? If he gets nothing right, then they can't get married.
That's the rule. That ups the game, makes the game a little more spicy. I think he needs to win the game for the marriage to go on.
All right, I agree.
We'll see. We've got 7 questions.
Oh, my God.
Now, Paul is going to be the one on the hot seat.
Correct.
Now, let's bring on, though, his fiancée, Megan, is on the line. Megan is going to be basically our official in the booth, because she only knows the answers to these questions that Paul is going to have to give us on the fly coming up right here. So it's going to be up to Megan to determine whether or not Paul is right or wrong. Good morning, Megan.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. And I know one thing about Megan is that she will be honest. She's not going to throw this in Paul's favor. She's much like my wife in that she wants to make Paul look as bad as possible.
Right.
My
if we were offering well. Them like a fabulous trip to Barbados,
she would throw.
Prize,
she would throw.
Of course, they just cheat, but that's not going to happen here.
Right.
So we'll see how.
Yeah,
well.
and I would take Hannah to Barbados.
That's exactly. and Paul and I would be very excited thinking about all the fun we would have.
Fine with me.
Trust me.
We'll see how well Paul knows Megan, and
this
Megan knows Paul.
I'm so excited
as we play the Nearly Wed game. All right, Paul, here's question number one. And by the way, Woodsy is our question and answer man.
Curator. Oh,
yes,
God.
He has curated
Mom,
the question.
Mom.
So question number one, Paul. What or where would Megan say was your worst date? Paul, what do you think Megan would say is your worst date?
I don't think they're a sponsor on this station. But I should probably be safe. I'll just say we went to a casino fairly early on for one night. Fairly early on in our dating life. And let's see. She was sick. The room was not great.
All right, casino.
It was a casino.
The casino night. The casino night. Megan, was the casino night your and Paul's worst date, or do you have another answer?
You know, that was like our first weekend to get together, and it was, I thought it was like special, and yeah, you know, it was kind of gross, but that's what made it funny. Most dates that go bad, I ruin and then forget why I ruined them. So we've never really had a bad date, but that was like the least ideal, probably.
All right, that's a point.
Casino
night date, worst date.
Yes.
For Megan and Paul. All right, here we go. Question number two, Paul. Megan gets a one-night hall pass. Who is she cashing it in for? In other words, who's number one on the list?
The list.
For Megan. Paul, what is your answer?
Like, you got to know this.
I should know this. And I'm drawing a blank.
Uh-oh. This is bad. Got to make a guess here, Paul.
Quickly.
On the clock.
I got nothing.
He's got the buzzer, so.
Yeah, I've got the buzzer. I can take as long as I want.
I mean, we are on a,
I got like, nothing.
Radio clock. We have commercials.
I'm drawing a complete blank. She's going to say it, and I'm going
to
know it.
Wow. Megan?
It's Ansel Elgort, the kid from Baby Driver.
Oh, that kid's a stud. Yeah, all right. Ansel Elgort.
That's not
as Hannah and I are looking for names for our child. Ansel Elgort Woods.
Ansel Nancaro Woods.
Ansel Elgort Nancaro Woods. All right, you're one for two, Paul.
All right, question number three.
Completely soiled the bed.
We're playing the nearly wed game here on Ben and Woods with our executive producer, Paul Reindl, his fiancée, Megan. Paul, what will Megan say is her favorite restaurant? Should be an easy one. What is Megan's favorite restaurant, Paul?
Olive Garden.
Boom.
No, it's not Olive Garden.
No, it's Hammer. You're not marrying Hammer.
She hates Olive Garden. I took her there as a joke one time. It did not go over well. I will say Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Red Robin. Megan, is Red Robin your favorite restaurant?
It is up there, yes. Red Robin.
All right. Ding.
It's up there.
Up there.
Well,
2-1, two out of three so far.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, God.
Woodsy was hoping for more premarital strife, I think. All right, question number four. Paul, we're in the business of talking about sports. What is Megan's least favorite sport?
Megan's least favorite sport.
Yeah.
Is soccer.
Soccer. Megan, is soccer your least favorite sport?
Soccer. When have I watched enough soccer to not want to watch soccer? It's probably college football.
Wow. Saturdays in the fall, all of a sudden, not going to be that fun for Paul. All right, we have three questions left. Paul has two right, two wrong. The nearly wed game.
Make or break here.
We're getting into the slightly more risque section of the questioning. Thank you, Woodsy, for that. Paul, what would Megan say is your favorite part of her body?
I got a couple ideas.
Oh, God.
What would Megan say is your favorite part
of her body?
Of her body.
Be tasteful.
There's no way to be tasteful about this one. Her chest. I'll just go
chesticles.
Her chesticles. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, there's this. Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and ding myself.
Ding yourself.
Yeah, there's no way.
Right, easy one, apparently. Very
weird.
Easy.
Weird.
It's not that weird.
All right, two questions to go. You get one of these right, and you will have gotten over 50%. Woods will have no cause to cancel the wedding.
To go ahead with this thing.
This Woods, I love this question because you were true to the game show.
Oh, yeah.
They always had a euphemism that they used consistently on the Newlywed Game. Paul, does Megan prefer making whoopee in the morning, afternoon, or night? When does Megan prefer to make whoopee?
I left out the never option because that comes after Saturday. That will actually be an option Saturday moving forward for the rest of your life. But out of those three, Paul, morning, afternoon, or night?
Favorite?
Yeah.
This is what Megan would say.
Evening.
Evening. Megs?
Yes, when it's nice and dark.
Nice.
All right, bonus question number seven to wrap things up. Paul, you're doing well. What would Megan say is your worst habit, Paul? What would Megan say is your worst habit?
My worst habit. My worst habit? I don't know. I'm not saying
well, I mean, I can think of like three that she said before.
He's just right. So perfect. He has no idea.
No, her aunt be, well, I'm the one that he has to put up with. My worst habit?
No, it's not.
Babe, thanks for playing. See you when I get home. I don't know.
All right, Megan, no, what is Paul's worst habit?
Am I allowed to say it's like a vice? I don't want to embarrass him. He likes to chew something in his mouth, and he leaves water bottles all around the house.
Yeah, I can relate.
Ah,
I can relate.
Crack cocaine, you said.
Crack cocaine. Yeah, we chew crack cocaine.
Yes, there's cocaine all over our house.
I thought you might say the way he eats his yogurt, because I know that infuriates you.
Skin. Yogurt.
See, that's...
And this, what about his sneezing? Or are these the things that bother me about Paul?
No. What
the constant sneezing?
That's a totally different game.
Megan sneezes more than I do, so that...
No human alive sneezes more than Paul. No human. No human alive.
I will text Lewis and be like...
He just sneezed 19 times in a row. I'm like, hey, I can relate. We should do a support group.
It's false. I guarantee if we kept track of how many sneezes over the course of a week, Megan would double mine, because every time she sneezes, it's 9 times in a row.
So good.
It's genetic. I think you can't put that on me.
I think that you guys are actually a perfect match. Just enough ball breaking to get through this weird, wild scene that's about to unfold after Saturday. I mean, it is, Ben, you agree, right? Like, thanks for playing, Meg. You're awesome. You agree that everything changes when you get married. It's you. Your mentality changes. Like, you don't. You feel you're like, all right, now I'm. This is two mouths now. I got to worry about this, and it's different when you're dating. You know, you can always walk away when you're dating. It's a lot harder once you tie the knot. And my mentality really, really changed the second time and first time. But you know, it's. Everything changes. You feel a lot different about it.
I know this is going to sound kind of sappy, but I actually enjoy marriage more than the dating.
Yeah.
I feel like you're more of a team. Once you're married, you're like on a team.
Yeah.
And like you count on that person
more.
It's always hard to count on someone. If you're just dating, it's like you're having fun with them, but can you really count on them?
Right.
Not really, but now I feel like you can count on a spouse. That's important.
You're supposed to. Yeah. It really is. In my opinion, it's the most important part of it. I mean, you have to be a united front. You've got to be a team. And, look, it's certainly has its struggles at times. There's no doubt about it. But, yeah, the dating world is not great either. I go about 80-20, Ben. I miss about 20% being single sometimes. At the 80%, I'm pretty happy.
Was that all 7 questions? Do we have one more?
That's it.
It was all seven. You have 4 out of 7.
4 out of 7.
By the skin of your teeth, Woods can, in good conscience, still perform this ceremony on Saturday.
Now, can and I will.
Are you going to be recording? I mean, I know Zoom has the record feature. Is this going to be a recorded wedding?
Yeah, we'll record it.
So we can play back next week some of the wedding.
Absolutely.
If there's any flubs. Or funny moments. We can play this back.
I can't wait.
A flub like how Woods just said Shatterday several minutes ago.
Did I say Shatterday?
Did you? Oh, look, man. Megan is on top of things.
Damn it.
Like that.
Shatterday. in my case, that's actually fairly accurate. Mine and Joe Biden's. I'm looking forward to it. Got the suits all ready to go. Be ready. I'm a little nervous. I haven't written anything yet. I plan on writing something, though, and I will not make it about me. Trust me.
Well, good luck, Megan. Best wishes for a beautiful and perfect day on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone. I love you guys. And
love you.
I can't wait to marry you, you big loser.
See you at home.
That's the nearly wed game on Ben and Woods. We've got a great final hour coming up here, Woods. First, just a quick reminder. This Padres fans, it's time to party like it's 1998. Beginning Monday, Gwynn and Chris will interview a member of the 98 World Series Padres each afternoon at 5 p.m. Tune in to Gwynn and Chris as they party like it's 1998. I don't think they're going to have Bob Costas on, like we're going to have Bob Costas on in our final hour, 8:35 this morning. Also, very early this morning, like probably before you were awake, We talked to Joe Fortenbaugh, who is a host up in the Bay Area. Really good conversation. Joe's a good guy.
He's great, man.
He thinks a lot like we do. Yep. He hosts a morning show up there, and we talk about the Oakland A's and their decision not to pay minor leaguers, and he had some interesting takes on that, so we're going to have that coming up for you as well here on our 8 o'clock hour.
A lot of baseball, my friend, which is, you know, this is kind of what we're seeing right now. You know, you saw the stuff from Max Scherzer come down last night. It feels to me a little bit, Benny, like they may be running out of time. You know, we wanted to get things done by next week, and it just, with Scherzer's comments last night about they're not even, it doesn't even feel like they want to make a counter proposal at this point. They're basically asking the owners to now come back hat in hand and beg them to play. It doesn't bode well. Now, again, it could be posturing. That's kind of what happens. It just sucks this is playing out so publicly.
It's going to come down to, will the hardliners get their way on both sides? If they do, because the hardline players are going to say, we're not going to play for a penny less.
Right, than the 50%.
Than the prorated amount that we agreed on earlier.
Yep.
And owners are going to say, the hardliners are going to say, it doesn't make sense for us to play baseball with that much salary if there's no fans.
Yep.
We're just better off waiting until next year. And if the hardliners on both sides prevail, there won't be baseball. The odds are, though, that there's also a lot of moderates out there, both among the owners and the players, who still want to get a deal done. So my hope is that it will still happen. Don't forget, all guests on Ben and Woods appear on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Vote SDCCU for Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union is not big bank banking. It's better. Joe Fortenbaugh next on 97.3 The Fan. Stay tuned. More Ben and Woods coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.